This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The top U.S. intelligence officials delivered their annual global threat assessment Monday, telling a Senate panel that the country faces an increasingly fragile world order. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam.
Their report largely focused on threats from China and a confrontational Russia, and the director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, urged the senators to approve more military assistance for Ukraine. CIA Director William Burns also urged continuing support for Ukraine.
The Ukrainians are not running out of courage and tenacity. They're running out of ammunition, and we're running out of time to help them.
The agency leaders also noted the risks of broader conflict related to Israel's campaign against Hamas in Gaza.
That is Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reporting. As Sweden officially joined the NATO alliance Monday, Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said it was shows every nation has the right to, in his words, choose the path of freedom and democracy. He added that Ukraine is currently fighting for those values.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed the alliance's 32nd member. Sweden and Finland applied to join NATO in May 2022, 3 months after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Finland joined in April 2023, but Turkey and Hungary delayed ratifying Sweden's bid. Ankara accused Sweden of harbouring Kurdish separatists, whom it considers terrorists. The passing of a new anti-terrorism law in Sweden persuaded Turkey to approve the accession. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Palestinians have begun fasting for Ramadan. The Muslim holy month arrived with ceasefire talks at a standstill, hunger worsening across the Gaza Strip, and no end sight to the Israel-Hamas war. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced an additional $100 million to finance the deployment of a multinational force mission to Haiti following a meeting with the Caribbean leaders in Jamaica. During that meeting, Blinken laid out the reasons for the aid.
A political crisis, escalating violence, unrest. This has created an untenable situation for the Haitian people. And we all know that urgent action is needed on both the political and security tracks.
Blinken also announced another $33 million in humanitarian aid and the creation of a joint proposal agreed on by Caribbean leaders and Haitian stakeholders that would expedite the creation of a presidential college. He said the college would take concrete steps he did not identify to meet the needs of Haitian people and enable the pending deployment of the multinational force to be led by Kenya. The U.S. Commerce Secretary says Washington is constantly reviewing.
Export controls were first launched in 2022 to counter the use of chips for military applications that include the development of hypersonic missiles and artificial intelligence. Last year, the U.S. broadened those controls, sparking protests from China. During a visit to the Philippines, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo says that as technology is constantly changing, it's imperative to protect the American people.
And to make sure that our most sophisticated technology, including semiconductor technology, artificial intelligence technology, that we have, that China doesn't have, that they can't access it and use it to enable the Chinese military.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An American man has been sentenced to life in prison by a German court for the rape and murder of an American tourist and attempted murder of a friend. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilborn.
The attack in June of last year at Germany's Neuschwanstein Castle, the country's most famous tourist destination, drew worldwide attention. The 31-year-old tourist from Michigan, identified by the court as Troy B., befriended and then lured the two women away from a public path with the promise of an even better vantage point. He then throttled and raped the 21-year-old woman and threw her 22-year-old friend down a ravine when she rushed to help. The 21-year-old was tossed over the ledge after Troy B. raped her. She died in hospital several hours later. The court found that the strangling alone would have been fatal. Her 22-year-old friend survived with severe injuries.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.